USA Radio News.
A memorial service is being held right now for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Among those expected to speak are former Vice President Joe Biden. Someone else who's in attendance is Senator John Barrasso of North Dakota.
He was a wonderful friend, an incredible colleague, a man of truly such courage, such credibility, such character. I've traveled around the world with him. People looked up to him, listened to him, respected him, whether it was the troops, whether it was foreign leaders.
Michigan State announced the NCAA has cleared the university of any rules violations in the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal. Athletic Director Bill Beekman said the university cooperated fully with the inquiry and welcomes the NCAA's conclusion. Nassar has been sentenced to 3 decades in prison in 3 separate cases involving sexual assault and child pornography. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Florida gubernatorial candidate Congressman Ron DeSantis responded to blowback he received about remarks he made about his Democratic opponent Andrew Gillum. DeSantis urged Florida voters not to monkey this up by ruining the state's thriving economy and electing his opponent into office. Some people consider that to be racist as Gillum is black, although DeSantis did use the word monkey as a verb and not a noun. He had a chance to explain himself on Fox News last night with Sean Hannity.
It has zero to do with race, Sean. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies.
The Trump administration weighed in on a battle today between Harvard University and a group that claims the school unconstitutionally lowers the ranking of Asian American students during the admissions process. The Justice Department said Harvard has failed to prove it does not unlawfully discriminate against Asian Americans. Harvard has yet to respond to the Justice Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many times people can feel a little bit down or feel like they've lost their direction in life. Well, someone who went through this is Maxie McCoy. Now, she's author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. McCoy herself went through this, and now what she's trying to do is give women and people the tools to help themselves if they may be feeling a little bit lost and feel like they're wandering. So one of the first questions I asked McCoy when I had a chance to interview her was what to do if you do feel like you're lost.
One of the, you know, first places to start is just to ask yourself, you know, what are the things that have always energized and inspired me? I think there's a lot of advice out there that's, you know, find your purpose, follow your passion. And I think that if we knew what that was, we'd be doing it. And it's hard to figure that stuff out. So if you can come back to something really small, like asking yourself, what has brought me energy in the past few years? What is it that gives me that kind of, you know, that hot pocket of inspiration? And
next, McCoy discusses how you can encourage someone who may seem to be a little bit lost.
We need to help the people around us that are feeling lost. There is, you know, a really powerful exercise in my book about surveying those people around you where you use either a friend or a partner or a really close colleague to ask questions of your biggest cheerleaders to see where do they see you in 5 years? What do they see holding you back? What do they think your values and talents are?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.